Barracy Campbell and Scott Chapman here with you. It's 7:39. Late bus, first and foremost, Scott Chapman. Wayne Foy's bus number 88 to Bluefield is 1 hour late this morning.
One hour.
Did that from my own memory. I'm very good. I'm very good at that.
Good for you.
Our Interesting Islanders feature continues here on Ocean 100. And a name that you have heard pretty much every time. You hear it a lot more every 4 years, it seems, whenever there's Paralympic Games. And that would be Mark Arends. Mark, how you doing today, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. It's great to have you with us this morning. And it should be noted that you are not local right now. You're not on the island. Whereabouts are you at right this very moment?
In the heart of the Rockies in Canmore, Alberta.
In Canmore, Alberta. Now, I don't know, Islanders, how much you know about time zones, but he's a few hours behind us right now, so it's a 4:30 co-hosting job this morning, local time for Mark Arends. But thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
We appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, now why don't we just start now by giving us a bit of a my series trying to jump in on the interview here too. Wow. Why don't you give us a little bit of background on you growing up, where you're from, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, so I grew up in Springton, PEI, before my parents moved eventually to Hartsville. Long jump, you know. I started skiing at the Brookville Provincial Nordic Center and, kind of got introduced and really fell in love with the idea of biathlon. But it wasn't until my brother and I had an opportunity to try the sport in through the Army Cadets in the 107 Army Cadets in New Haven. It was the only way to try biathlon for the first time, and so my brother jumped on the opportunity a little earlier than I did, and the coach just thought, knew I had some athletic ability and potential as well, and thought I was a good shot at trying to do really well. And so he asked me the first week, do you want to try? And I'm like, nope, don't want to have anything to do with it. I loved watching the sport, but I didn't really want to have anything to do with it, the rifles and everything. And the next week, after my brother had talked about it for how much he loved it, I'm like, thinking about it, and the coach again asked, and I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll try it. And then I was hooked.
And the rest is history.
pretty much. And snowballed really quickly, too, from just trying to think about, hey, I can't be the only guy with one arm trying biathlon, to, learning about the Paralympics. And I think in 5 years' time, went to my first Paralympic Games at Vancouver.
Wow. Incredible. And that's how quickly it all happened.
Yep.
Is it the different elements of the sport that you were drawn to? What drew you to the sport?
Yeah, well, the first, I think, was the endurance aspect, strength, that endurance piece of the sport. You're trying to cover the distance as hard as you can, and just the challenge even of cross-country skiing as being one of the tougher sports or more physically demanding sports out there, and that kind of drew me. And then you couple it with this really serene and calm of shooting most days. It's a little frustrating most days, but the days you get it right, it is it's a sort of meditation. Even once you get the skills developed and can be in that zone, that development, that meditational zone almost, and it's really something special. But you're always searching to get there.
You would have been a Bluefield student, right? Am I right?
Yes.
All right. Did you want to say that? Central Queens.
Yes.
Okay.
East Wilshire, Bluefield.
Did you want to say hi to any teachers that may have had a big influence on you over the years?
Well, I think the whole school did. I know, I'm sure it was quite the conversation when I had with, at the time, Dale McIsaac, who was the principal.
Yeah.
After one of my first domestic races, I went to BC in Alberta, and I had no clue what I was doing, and I came home and had to ask Mr. McIsaac if I could take 3 weeks off of school. And he's like, yeah, sure. I was going to my first World Cups, and it's like, okay, yeah, can you miss, I needed to ask to see if I can miss 3 weeks of school. And that was my first World Cup trip.
Well, he'd be a pretty awful fella if he said no. No, you can't. We'll have more.
Well, yeah, Bluefield has always been really supportive.
Awesome.
And yeah, pushed me to, and allowed me to pursue the early days of my career, and then give me the first steps to get to where I was.
Absolutely. Love it. We got more with you. We're going to talk about your trophy case coming up here very soon, because it's pretty darn full. We'll have more with Mark Arends coming up next, our latest interesting Islander in the Ocean 100 Morning Show. Ocean 100 at 7:51. School buses are out right now on Island roads. Pay attention for the flashing lights, please, and thanks.
We have a late bus, bus 89, Wayne Foy's bus, an hour late going to Bluefield School.
And on the topic of Bluefield, we have one of the biggest, most illustrious Bluefield alumni ever with us right now. Mark Arends has joined us as our interesting Islander. Again, Mark, thanks so much for taking some time to do this today.
No worries.
You're from Hartsville, right?
Yes. Yep.
Any guess at what the population of Hartsville is?
Nope, not a clue.
I don't know. I was asking you. I was going to say, well, you grew up there. Make a guess.
No. I don't know. It keeps changing. Everything's just growing on the island.
Exactly, yeah.
You're actually in Canmore right now, and this is like the start of what would be your training season?
Yeah, so after the last competitive season, which ended about mid-March for us this year, we get a couple of weeks just to chill, really unstructured. You know, you wake up, and if you want to go for a workout or go for a ski or something like that, you just do that. Kind of, there's not really any structure to it. Get some time off, let the body recover again. And now, kind of mid-April, now we shift towards getting the season started and starting the more structured training, and the focus is for the upcoming year and years.
So what would a typical day of training be for you?
Usually there's two workouts. Kind of the main focus of the workout would be in the morning. That could be in the summer months, anything from a run, mountain bike or road ride. Those tend to be a little longer. Or we go to the range here at the Canmore Nordic Center and do some shooting or combo training. So that could be running and shooting, or roller skiing and shooting. And then the other big piece is our roller skiing and our strength. Those are kind of the big morning workouts. And then in the afternoon, it might be an easy ride or a run.
So what exactly would roller skiing entail?
It's exactly like skiing. We're just using wheels. It's a shortened ski. We use the same boots, same systems, everything like that. We just have really shorter or much shorter skis with a wheel at both ends. And that allows us to keep the, it's almost a very similar movement to skating or freestyle. And we also have classic as well. And that just allows us to go on the pathways, roadways, and be able to train and work on the technical aspect of cross-country skiing.
Just like rollerblades, Scott, you would hurt yourself.
Yes,
you would absolutely hurt yourself on those.
Yeah, we don't have brakes, so it's just interesting.
See? There you go. All right, you're going to help us out with the birthdays, Mark. I'll start the list, and you can see it there.
Right.
So I'll start, and then I'll throw it over to you. We'll start with Ariana Walters. A happy 8th birthday today. Quite a list of people that are wishing you a happy birthday today, Ariana. Mummy, Andre, and Finny Finn the pet fish. Also from Grandma Mummy in Barbados, Uncle David in Ontario, Uncle Francis in Abu Dhabi, and Auntie Catherine in the UK. Worldwide.
Happy
I love
birthday.
It. My uncle, Bill Molyneux, do you know what we call him?
What do you call him?
Uncle Bill. happy birthday.
Original.
That's from Jerry and the rest of the clan. I know they had a big birthday party yesterday for him at Papa Joe's, and it was a great time. Uncle Bill, happy birthday. Belated birthday for John Versteeg, 8th. That's for Mom, Dad, Sarah, Annika, and Jocelyn. Logan Inman in North River, the big 3-0. Happy birthday, Logan. And David McMillan from Head of Cardigan is 64 today. If you want to pick it up there, Mark.
Amand Bernard, who is the cheese manager at Cow's Creamery, from all his co-workers, resides in Hampshire and is turning 58. We have Abby Chapman of Stratford, 20 years old. Congratulations. Paula Pollard from the Rocky Point Rascals, also Stratford. And one more, Blair Sweeney from Stratford as well, celebrating his birthday. And Faith Paquette from Surrey is turning 70.
Amazing.
And I'm going to make a special little shout-out.
I like it.
Happy birthday to my dad today. He turned 69.
Wow. What's your dad's name?
Johan Ottens.
All right. Awesome. Johan, happy birthday. That's a good one. Next year is going to be a big one, though, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
I might have
to
home for that one.
Yeah, start planning the party now. Okay. Well, thank you very much for the help with the birthdays. Mark, you're still going to stick around. We got lots more to chat about coming up with our interesting Islander segment here on Ocean 100. Thank you very much, Scott. We are joined this morning by Mark Arends, Prince Edward Island Paralympic athlete. Gold medals, every type of medal you can possibly imagine, has been won by Mark Arends. And he even has a ski slope named after him. Like, Scott and I have nothing named after us. But you have the entire Brookvale ski hill named after you. That's pretty special. What's that mean to you?
That means a lot. It was quite a shock when I first heard of the idea, and it took me. It's still a little foreign to me to actually say it. But I guess about a few months ago, I had just said, okay, I have to get used to it because with Canada Games going there, it was I was going to be there a lot, so I was hearing it a lot, and I had to say it a lot, so I had to get used to it.
All right, and honestly, get used to it because it fits and it is very deserved. I mean, you are very, 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 very decorated as a Paralympian and otherwise too. Do you have a tally? I know right off the top of your head, you may not,
no.
And you want to be humble, but do you have a tally?
No, I think the only number that I really know is the 12 Paralympic medals. And still want to grow that number as I continue forward.
And amazing. And we were just talking. You're going to go for a fifth Paralympic Games. When's that happening?
2026 in Milan Cortina is the next Games, and yeah, that's the big focus for the next couple of years is getting myself to the best possible shape and peaking for those Games.
And five Games will put you in some pretty elite company.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, he's being humble again.
Thank you.
And your coach is actually someone that was at five Games before. Did you mention that?
Yes. Brian McKeever is a longtime legend of the Paranordic world. He kind of made his retirement announcement a year ago in Beijing after so many Games and so many medals. And he took the helm of the Paranordic team this year. So it's been really cool and interesting to work with him and in a different role, in a different capacity over the last year.
Well, five Games, certainly an inspiration for young Islanders that young Prince Edward Islanders can accomplish this on a national, international stage.
Thank you.
Okay, well, I mean, well, pretty lofty things there. How about the water cooler question? Can you help us out with this is what winning 12 Paralympic medals will get you. You get to help us with the water cooler question for Robin's Donuts. Okay, so the last time this thing was standard in a vehicle was the year 2010. Mark, what do you think the last time they had something in a vehicle in 2010 was?
Ashtray.
No, not an ashtray. That's
guess.
A great
That's
guess.
A popular
a
guess.
Very popular
okay.
guess. The answer we were looking for today.
Cassette deck.
The cassette deck. You remember cassettes, Mark?
Yeah.
Okay, he doesn't seem like he does, but that's okay. So yeah, 2010 was the last year that they had cassette tapes, cassette decks, standard in vehicles. If you had that, your name's in the draw on Friday. Thank you.
And now disc players aren't even standard in vehicles.
No disc players anymore either. Everything's digital. More with Mark Arends coming up as our interesting Islander in the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Ocean 100.
As the go-go's and vacation, Ocean 100, it is 8:11. Good morning. Interesting Islanders continuing this week here on Ocean 100. We are joined by Prince Edward Island Paralympian Mark Arends. And thank you very much again, Mark, for being here with us. It's early where you are right now. What time of day is it in Canmore?
5'11".
Nice. Oh, well. Yeah, and now that you're up, right? Like, this is the next thing you do is training and all that fun stuff. Okay. What's your breakfast going to consist of today? Because I know Scott's interested. He wants to start a new regime.
I'm pretty simple. I like my oatmeal and a little bit of brown sugar and a freshly squeezed glass of orange juice.
Amazing. Amazing.
Now, we talked about some stuff that you have to think about when you're training that you don't usually have to deal with here on the island, but when you're in Canmore or elsewhere, you certainly want to be aware of, right?
Yes, yeah. No, when you guys asked if I had a favorite song, and I'm like, well, I'd like listening to music, but a lot of my training, I don't listen to music because it's outdoors, and in Canmore, there are some much bigger, much faster things that you want to hear if they're coming after you. Bears, cougars, yeah, there's a few animals out there.
Wow.
You don't want to get too cozy, too.
Yeah, it's a little different than the rabbits and squirrels and the odd seagull that you might get here, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I have to laugh when I'm, you know, out running or skiing in PEI, and I go, hey-o. And it's like, wait a minute, why am I scaring animals away? Like,
I mean, if we find that works for people, like, maybe you might see me around going, hey-o. all joking aside, though, you have done some great stuff, of course, in the sports world, but you're a great ambassador for War Amps as well. And tell us a little bit about your experience with War Amps.
Well, yeah, my experience with War Amps has been phenomenal. And I think a lot of who I am today, I have to thank to the War Amps. And after I lost my arm in a farm accident when I was 7, they kind of immediately responded and said, yeah, you know, come to a War Amps seminar. And it's kind of a seminar is where, you know, there's some regional seminars and they bring amputees from that are, you know, a few months old to 18 and those continuing into a school and bring them together. And it's just real. Basically, it's just a really good opportunity to see other people like yourself. Mm. And that was huge for me when I first lost my arm and wasn't sure, you know, what is possible. And then being able to see that anything, you know, all these other amputees are able to be active and do all these different sports and then continue education. You know, there's some people that are studying med school and lawyers, doctors, everything like that. And that was a huge piece of inspiration, just being able to be a part of that and just, you know, learning what's new on prosthetics and what could be done or what's been done in the past. I think those were invaluable lessons. And probably one of the bigger things I learned from them is just how to speak in public and share my story of and share my experiences of growing up as an amputee, not only to the younger amputees, their parents, but also just the general public. And I think that's been a huge help for me over the last few years, developing my presence in front of the camera.
Now, you also went to Nicaragua and did some work there as a youngster too, right?
Yeah, so kind of part of this, like, off season, you just kind of want to get away from skiing and training. And so this opportunity to go down to Nicaragua and help build some schools was just really important to me. And I realized I thought this would be a really unique opportunity, and it was so much fun to go down there. And we spent, I think, 3 days digging the giant hole, which was just a blast. We also were able to interact with the kids in the community and the parents and, you know, play some soccer with the kids who love playing soccer in the hot weather, but the parents are a little smarter and play baseball in the hot weather. So it was a lot of fun to share our experiences and be a part of that. That was really special.
All right. You are a 12-time Paralympic medalist. And we're talking to Mark Arends this morning here in the Ocean 100 Morning Show. We'll have more coming up next with Mark. Never tear us apart. It's Ocean 100, 821. Hello there. Good morning. Welcome to Monday. Welcome back. Hope your weekend was awesome. We've had a grand old time hanging out with Mark Arends this morning, all the way from Canmore today. And 3 hour difference there. So it's the 5 o'clock hour there. So a big thank you for getting up even earlier today, Mark.
No worries.
All right.
It was a pleasure.
Laid back fella. I enjoy this very, very much. Now, you're going to get into your day here and you're doing training. What is the what's the next event that you're kind of training for? I know the Paralympics are eventually coming down the pipe, but what's the next big event that we can kind of wait to see results on from Mark Arends?
Yeah, so once the season gets going again in late November, December, we'll be looking at some World Cups and a home World Championships as well in Prince George.
Wow, all right. So you'll have one of those every year leading up to the games, and then the next games is going to be your fifth, and that's going to put you in elite company, and we're going to have to name other things after you around here, I think. I really do think that. You got a ski slope now. I don't know, maybe a car dealership or something.
All right. We'll see what we can do.
He seems really thrilled about it. Well, thank you very much. You know what? We are so proud of you. All Islanders are so proud of you. And anytime we see your name and see you on a podium, it doesn't matter what color medal you're winning, we know that you're representing PEI with such pride every single time. And it's been great being able to watch this career and a career that continues. Like you're 20 years now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Incredible.
Yeah, no, it's exciting.
All right. Well, thank you very much for doing this today. Best of luck through the rest of your training and at the World Championships. And we can't wait to see how you do at the next Paralympics.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, guys.
Thanks so much, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.